This is Akashvani. The news read by Harpreet Kaur. The Election Commission of India has announced the schedule for assembly elections in Assam, Kerala, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and West Bengal. Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar, while announcing the poll schedule in New Delhi, said voting in Assam, Kerala and Puducherry will be held on the 9th of next month. Polling in Tamil Nadu will take place on the 23rd. In West Bengal, elections will be conducted in two phases on the 23rd and 29th of next month. Counting of votes for all four states and the Union Territory will be on the 4th of May. The notification for assembly elections in Assam, Kerala and Puducherry will be issued today. The modal code of conduct has come into force with immediate effect in the states and the Union Territory. The Election Commission has also announced by-elections to 8 assembly constituencies across 6 states. The Chief Election Commissioner said the notification for by-polls in Goa, Karnataka, Nagaland and Tripura will be issued today. Polling for these seats will be held on the 9th of next month.
There will be 8 by-elections, that is Goa, Gujarat, Karnataka, Maharashtra, Nagaland and Tripura. And the schedule would be that the assembly constituencies for Goa, Karnataka, Nagaland and Tripura, the polling will be held on 9th of April, and for the assembly constituencies of Gujarat and Maharashtra on 23rd. The counting shall be on 4th of May for all the cases.
Lok Sabha will take up discussion and voting on the demands for grants under the control of the Ministry of Railways for 2026-27 today. Besides the discussion on the demands for grants under the control of the Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers' Welfare for 2026-27 is also listed in today's business of the House. In the Rajya Sabha, the House is scheduled to take up the Appropriation Bill 2026 for consideration and return. The bill seeks to authorize payment and appropriation of certain further sums from and out of the Consolidated Fund of India for the services of the financial year 2025-26. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has arrived in Brussels, the capital of Belgium, for consultations with European Union counterparts. During the two-day visit, Dr. Jaishankar will interact with foreign ministers of the 27 EU member states at the Foreign Affairs Council meeting. The Ministry of External Affairs said the minister will also hold meetings with the leadership of the European Union and his counterparts from Belgium and other EU member states. The Indian Embassy in Doha has announced that Qatar Airways will operate 3 more flights to India over the next 2 days, connecting New Delhi, Mumbai and Kochi. The embassy said it is coordinating with local authorities and Qatar Airways to help stranded Indian nationals in emergency cases, including travel via the Salwa border to Saudi Arabia on temporary 96-hour transit visas. Meanwhile, the West Asia conflict has escalated with fresh attacks by the US and Israel on Iran's industrial city of Isfahan. One strike hit a factory, killing at least 15 people yesterday. The United States Central Command has said Iranian forces have launched thousands of drones and missiles at neighboring countries, targeting civilian sites, including hotels, commercial airports, residential areas, and economic infrastructure. It added that US attack drones are being used only to target Iranian military capabilities. Iranian Foreign Minister Sayed Abbas Araghchi said Iran sees no reason to hold talks with the US. Mr. Araghchi said Iran has neither sought a truce nor negotiations and described such claims as delusional. Delhi Food and Supplies Minister Manjinder Singh Sirsa has reassured residents that cooking gas supplies in the capital are stable and there is no need to panic. He yesterday warned hoarders that the government is closely monitoring the situation with 70 teams from the police, weights and measures and food and supplies departments deployed to check stocks and take action against hoarding or unfair practices. And in Odisha, 2 persons were killed, several others seriously injured and more than 200 houses damaged after a severe nor'wester struck Mayurbhanj district yesterday afternoon. Strong winds uprooted several trees and electricity poles across at least 12 villages in the district. The India Meteorological Department has issued an orange warning for Mayurbhanj district today, forecasting thunderstorms with lightning, hail and gusty winds. A yellow warning has been issued for Sundargarh, Keonjhar, Balasore and Bhadrak districts. And that is the end of this news bulletin.